Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live lesson, we're doing something very specific and very powerful for jungle and drum and bass, building a sub groove that grooves against the amen break, using only stock Ableton devices. No third-party plugins, no fancy bass presets, just fundamentals done right. Here's the mindset for today. The amen is busy, it's spiky, it's mid-rangey, it has ghost notes, little rolls, all kinds of movement. So if your sub tries to be a bass line the way it might in slower genres, it'll fight the break and smear the punch. In good jungle, the sub is more like punctuation. It underlines moments, it answers the drums, and it creates groove mostly through rhythm, note length, and tiny pitch moves, not through lots of harmonics. By the end, you'll have an amen loop that stays readable, a clean sub instrument, a two-bar sub pattern designed to dance with the break, tight ducking so the drums stay sharp, and a simple 16-bar idea you can expand to 32 when you're ready. All right, let's build. First, prep the session and the amen so the sub has space. Set your project tempo somewhere between 168 and 174 BPM. I'm going to sit at 172 because it's a sweet spot for a lot of classic and modern jungle. Drag an amen break into an audio track. Click the clip. Make sure warp is on. For warp mode, Complex Pro works fine for general use, but if your break is already pretty tight and you want sharper transients, try Beats mode. If you go Beats, set Preserve to Transients and set the envelope somewhere around 40 to 60. The point is, keep the hits punchy, but don't make it sound like it's stuttering. Now do a quick cleanup chain on the Amen track. Drop EQ 8 first. High pass around 35 to 45 Hz with a gentle slope. We're not trying to thin the drums out. We're just getting rid of useless sub rumble that will compete with your actual sub instrument. If the amen feels boxy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. And if it needs a bit more snap, add a tiny lift in the 4 to 7K range. Tiny. This is seasoning, not surgery. Then add drum bus, but keep it subtle. Drive around 5 to 15, boom off, because we do not want fake sub on the break. A little crunch if you want. And then transient up maybe plus 5 to plus 20 if the break needs more bite. Teacher note, this is one of the biggest reasons subs don't work under breaks. People leave all the low junk in the break. Then they wonder why the sub doesn't feel clear. You're making space before you even write a note. That's the move. Next, build the sub instrument. Create a new MIDI track and name it sub bass. Load operator. Oscillator A only. Set it to a sine wave. Keep the algorithm on just A. No FM. This is going to be clean and predictable. Now your amp envelope. Set tack very short, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. If you're getting clicks later, we'll fix it. But start tight. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds so it doesn't chop off abruptly, but also doesn't smear into the next note. Decay and sustain depend on your playing style. If you want a more plucky, percussive sub, lower the sustain and use decay. If you want more sustained anchors, keep sustain higher and rely on note length. After operator, add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. The goal is not distortion. The goal is translation. A pure sine can disappear on smaller speakers, so we add just enough harmonics that the sub can be perceived without turning into a mid bass. Then EQ 8. Don't low cut the sub. If you want it extra pure, low pass around 120 to 180 Hz to keep it in the sub lane. If your room is boomy and you're fighting one note, you can do a tiny dip around 50 to 70 Hz. But be careful, that's the danger zone, where people EQ based on their room and accidentally delete the weight. Then utility, set it to mono or set width to zero. Sub should be mono, period. And use utility gain just to make sure you're not slamming your master. A good sub doesn't have to be insanely loud, it has to be consistent and in the right pocket. Optional, if you want little jungle bends, turn on portamento and operator and set it around 40 to 90 milliseconds. Use it sparingly, a little slide can be magic. Too much and it starts sounding like a different genre. Now, we program the groove. This is the heart of the lesson. Pick a key. F, F sharp, and G are common because they sit nicely in the sub range for a lot of systems. We'll use F as an example, and keep most notes within an octave. Don't go so low that your speakers can't tell you what's happening. If you can't monitor it, you'll overcompensate and distort everything. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the sub track. 2 bars is the perfect loop length for this style because the amen itself has these repeating 2-bar conversations, and you can create push and pull across the bar line. Here's the core concept. Your sub is not a constant drone. It's a rhythmic pattern with intentional gaps. Those gaps let the amen ghost notes and tails speak. And the sub hits often work best just after drum transients, not always directly on top of them. Let's lay in a specific example pattern, and then I'll explain why it works. In bar 1, put F on beat 1, short, about an eighth note. Then put a very short ghost F at 1.2.3, basically a 16th. Then another F on beat 3, again about an eighth. Then a tiny push note at 1.4.3, make it a G, very short, like a 16th, leading into bar 2. In bar 2, put F at 2.1.1, an eighth note. Leave some space. Then at 2.3, place Eb as a darker reply, another eighth. And then at 2.4, land back on F, eighth note. Now, why this grooves against an amen? The amen often has strong energy around 1 and 3, but it's also full of micro hits between. If your sub hits only on 1 and 3 and sustains, it can feel stiff and it will mask the drum movement. Here, we anchor the groove with a couple solid hits, but we add tiny ghost notes and a pickup into the next bar. That pickup is huge. It creates anticipation without stepping on the main snare moment. And let's talk about the thing most people ignore, note endings. In fast break music, the release and tail are half the groove. You can create swing without moving any note starts just by shortening and lengthening note ends. Make ghost notes consistently short. Make anchors slightly longer, but still controlled. Listen to whether the sub is talking or just sustaining. Velocity matters, even on sub. Turn down the velocity on ghost notes so they're more like a hint, not a second kick drum. Ghosts can sit around 40 to 70%. Main hits can be around 90 to 110, depending on your gain staging. If you do this right, the groove becomes more 3D, even though it's a sine wave. Quick coach trick. Mute the amen for a second. Your sub pattern should sound almost too sparse, almost a little silly. Unmute the amen, and suddenly it locks in and feels like it's responding. That's when you know you're doing sub as punctuation correctly. Next up, ducking. This is where the mix stops fighting you. Add a compressor on the sub track, turn on sidechain, and choose the amen track as the input. Start with ratio around 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack around 2 to 10 milliseconds. Faster attack means cleaner space for the drums. Slower lets a hair of sub transient through. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you're getting roughly 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the loud drum hits. Now listen. If the sub feels like it's breathing in a weird, uneven way, that's usually not because sidechain is bad. It's because your release time isn't matching the phrase. Aim for a release that returns the sub level just before the next important sub hit, not necessarily before every tiny drum transient. You want musical breathing, not random pumping. If the sidechain is pumping unpredictably because the amen is messy, do the clean trigger method. Create a new MIDI track called a C trigger. Load a drum rack and pick a short clicky sound. A tiny closed hat works or a short click sample. Program hits where you want ducking. Kick spots and snare spots. Then set that track so you can't hear it. Either lower its volume all the way down, or set output to sends only depending on your routing preferences. Now set the sidechain input on the sub compressor to a C trigger instead of the amen. This gives you consistent ducking even when the amen has rolls and ghost hits. It's one of the most pro without plugins techniques you can learn. Now tighten timing. We want groove, not flam. First tool is track delay. If the sub feels late, nudge it earlier. Try minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds on the sub track. That tiny change can make the whole tune feel more urgent. Second tool is groove pool. Right-click your amen clip and extract groove. Then apply that groove to your sub MIDI clip. Start gentle. Timing around 10 to 30%, velocity maybe 0 to 15% if you want a little human feel, and random very low, like 0 to 5%. The goal is that the sub feels performed with the amen, not pasted under it. Advanced swagger option. Keep your main anchor notes straight, but make only the ghost notes a tiny bit late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. That creates funk without turning into Flam City. Now a quick tune check, because this saves people all the time. Drop spectrum on the sub track. Confirm your fundamental is where you think it is. For example, F1 is about 43.65 Hz, and F2 is about 87.3 Hz. If you're expecting one and seeing the other, you're probably an octave off. Fixing that now prevents you from mixing the wrong note for an hour. Also, do a quick mono check. Put utility on the master temporarily and toggle mono. If the low end changes a lot, something stereo is creeping in. Usually it's not operator, it's often a widened drum bus, a reverb in the wrong place, or a layered sound that's tricking your perception of the sub. Now let's arrange it into something musical, a simple 16-bar roll, bars 1 through 8, intro or tease. Filter the amen with auto filter, low pass it and slowly open it. Keep the sub simpler here, remove most ghost notes, just anchors. The listener should feel the weight coming, but not get the full conversation yet. Bars 9 through 16, the drop, full amen, full sub groove with ghosts, maybe one tiny pitch move. At bar 16, at one bar variation, the easiest and most effective, remove the sub for the last half bar, or even just the last beat, then slam it back on the downbeat of the next phrase. The amen will sound twice as big without you adding anything. If you want subtle control of upper harmonics from saturation, you can add auto filter after saturator on the sub. Low pass around 180 to 300 Hz and keep any envelope movement tiny. This is not for wobbling, it's just to keep the sub lane clean. Now, a couple common mistakes to avoid, because these are the traps. Don't play sub constantly. Rests are your punch. Don't oversaturate. Too much saturation turns your clean low end into low mid fog. Don't use stereo sub. Keep it mono. Don't use super long releases. In fast breaks, long releases blur the rhythm and make everything feel late. And don't write notes so low that you can't hear them properly on your system. Before we wrap, I want to give you two optional upgrades that still stay stock and still stay clean. First, the three-note gravity loop idea. If you want it darker without sounding melodic, limit yourself to root, flat 7, and 5. In F, that's F, Eb, and C. Make F most of the hits, Eb only as a pickup, and C as a rare reinforcement. It stays moody and minimal. Second, a translation layer for small speakers. Duplicate your subtrack. On the duplicate, high pass at 120 to 180 Hz, then saturator with more drive, like 6 to 12 dB, soft clip-on. Low pass around 700 Hz to 1.5K. Blend it very quietly, like minus 18 to minus 30 dB. The real sub stays pure and mono, but the ear gets a hint of the bass on laptops and phones. If you add space, don't reverb the true sub. This audio version is shortened for playback.